Support comes from Bethelwood Center for the Arts, presenting the Black Keys with special guest Gary Clark Jr. Friday, August 29th. Tickets on sale Friday at bethelwoodcenter.org, featuring camping and glamping on the historic site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival.
This is Callison Stratton, host of Liberation Station, a show that highlights the work of female and femme presenting performers. Liberation Station airs Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. We'll be doing a lot of genre hopping tonight, including hearing a bit of the intersection of American pop, R&B, and Latin jazz, some English somewhat folky rock from a singer-songwriter who is perhaps most famously or infamously known to have turned down the lead singer role in both Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple. And eventually we'll hear from an American DJ and producer who emerged in the 90s as a master of sample-based, mostly instrumental music. But first, we'll hear a bit of 60s pop, starting with Irma Thomas, aka the Soul Queen of New Orleans, with the track Breakaway.
Because horses made of sticks. She wore black and I wore white. She would always win the fight. Bang, bang, she shut me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shut me down. Shut you down, bang, bang, you hit the ground, bang, bang, that awful sound, bang, bang, I used to shoot you down.
Why here? guajira. Vacila mi guajira.
A comer, a comer.
Thank you. up at the double part of being you. Some say it's hazy, others feel lazy, some don't know what to do. It never breaks somehow that the pattern of life is a loving vow. Only man has power to ordain every soul that comes in from the rain. Starting there, never be returning to climb what else that heart is yearning for. What you wanna dream seems that your life can see. Though it does grab no more, I can see the floor beneath. Don't even see that part of what can be. Oh, Sienna River.
That was Terry Reid with his 1973 track, River. And I started the show off tonight with the soul queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, and the song Breakaway, which was released as a B-side to a single of hers in 1964. That track was co-written by Sharon Sheely and Jackie DeShannon. And you heard DeShannon next with the track Needles and Pins, released by her as a single in 1963. Her version was a minor hit, but the song became much more known when the British group The Searchers recorded it in 1964. And if you check out their version, you'll also basically hear the entire sonic blueprint for The Byrds. So DeShannon was a pretty major songwriter and performer, but Jack Nitzsche and Sonny Bono are the credited songwriters of Needles and Pins. DeShannon later claimed that she was involved in the writing, but she was never credited. So then we heard a fairly left-of-center song by Sonny Bono, written for Sonny and Cher, that despite its unusual sound, or maybe even because of it, became a huge hit in Europe, as well as a minor hit in the States. It's called Little Man, and was released as a single in 1966. Then it was one more song written by Bono, this time performed by the Hungarian jazz guitarist Gábor Szabó. The track is called Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, and it was included on Gábor's 1966 album Spellbinder. So one of the percussionists on that track is Willie Bobo, who is an East Harlem native of Puerto Rican descent, who became a major player in the late 50s mambo scene, as well as the boogaloo and larger Latin jazz scenes of the 60s and 70s. So you heard him on a few more tracks. First up was Soul Sauce, the title track from Cal Jader's 1964 album. And that was followed by Spanish Grease, the title track from Bobo's 1965 album. And then it was Juicy, the title track from Bobo's 1967 album. Most of Willie Bobo's work was as a bandleader or sideman in the Latin jazz world, but occasionally he did some other kinds of sessions, including on the track that closed out the set, which was River, the title track from the English songwriter Terry Reid's 1973 album. Terry Reid is the musician I referenced at the top of the show, who famously turned down Jimmy Page's request to join his new band that he was forming after the Yardbirds, because Reid had touring commitments opening for the Rolling Stones and some other bands. But he did suggest that Page go check out Robert Plant, and that while he was at it, he might as well check out John Bonham, too. And Reid also turned down a request to replace the original vocalist of Deep Purple, so there are definitely some parallel universes out there where both Smoke on the Water and Led Zeppelin sound completely different. But Reid continued on as a solo performer, a session musician, and a songwriter. And we'll hear more from him right after this short break.
Listen to Farm and Country, your window into life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. Hear from local farmers, learn about sustainable agriculture, and more. Farm and Country, Saturday mornings at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Caitlin Collins, the chief White House correspondent for CNN.
My dad will see things on Facebook about me and then call me to ask if it's true sometimes. It just shows you that people can choose their own narratives.
Caitlin Collins joins us next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour.
Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I just gave you the backstory on Terry Reid, and here are a few more tracks that he's a part of. This first one is called Tinker Tailor.
Rearrange the country, let it all
DJ Shadow with his 2002 song, 6 Days. I started the second half of the show off with some tracks featuring the English songwriter Terry Reid. First up was Tinker Tailor off of Reid's 1968 debut album, Bang Bang, You're Terry Reid. There's another song on that album called Without Expression that Reid wrote with Graham Nash that was recorded by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in 1970, though it didn't make the cut for Deja Vu. It was recorded under a new name called Horses Through a Rainstorm, and you heard that version next. Their vocal styles are certainly pretty similar, but beyond that, it seems that Reid and Nash were also pretty good friends. They co-wrote a few songs together and often appeared on each other's albums. And the next track you heard was Seed of Memory, the title track from Reid's 1976 album, which was produced by Graham Nash and also features harmony vocals from him. And so the last Terry Reid track you heard was called Listen, a collaboration between him and the American musician DJ Shadow, which was included as a new track on DJ Shadow's 2012 compilation album called Reconstructed. And then it was DJ Shadow solo with 6 Days from his 2002 album, The Private Press. That track, like most of his, is constructed from a bunch of different samples, with the vocals on that one coming from an obscure English band called Colonel Bagshot, and that fast drumming coming from a record called The Pipes and Drums and Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. He is definitely a crate digger. So he's also very much still active now, but I'm going to leave you tonight with one of the great songs from his 1996 debut album called Introducing. This will be Building Steam with a Grain of Salt. Okay, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Producing.
From listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up. I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can in history. And I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student of the drums. And I'm also a teacher of the drums, too. like to be able to continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, you know, I'd like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming. The music's coming through me. The music's coming through. The music's coming through. The music's coming through.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at Sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is Nigerian writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. She'll talk to host Anna Malaika Tubbs about her new book, Dream Count. It's her first novel since 2013, when she published Americana to critical acclaim. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
This Week in This American Life.
Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your voice. Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your... Excuse me.
The episode that we did on stage and beamed into movie theaters everywhere, Tig Notaro and others, this week.
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.